Blog Talk Radio.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
Say what?
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising.
Once again to Practical Spirituality, the fourth leg, just talking, Phoenix is rising. We're rising again because we're back here again. We had three shows going about two or three years ago, left for a while. Now we're coming back, testing the waters. So please join us as we discuss one of the most important things in our lives. And that is our life work. We don't mean a job, no, but the way to be who and what we are in the world, the thing that touches us, grips our hearts and soul. It's about living in the now and enjoying life instead of putting it off forever or until we get enough money to live a decent life. We've been discussing ways of doing that by considering ways to make passive income or ways to find a job that will allow you to fulfill your life's desire. We talk about online opportunities sometime and review them to see if they work or if they don't. Concentrating on the fourth leg of independence, which is economic independence, and it is always a good thing. It's always something necessary. But it is not as necessary as having the goal, having the power, having the imagination to be able to create the life that one wants now, to live now as one is working towards one's goals. And that is what this show is all about, living now and finding ways where you can. So here we are, folks. A little announcement before we start. We are just back here for a while to see if we want to come back onto the station as a premium channel. For the last 2 weeks, we haven't been able to go live because there is something happening in the engineering department that is not allowing people to go live. Last week, there was a little notice about it saying that engineers were working on it. This week I see the same notice. This leads me to the conclusion that we will not be going premium here again because one of the benefits over the other podcasting stations was that in this one, we could go live. People knew when to expect us and they could even call in and talk with us. But if we can't go live, you see, why use this platform? And so since this has not been repaired in 2 weeks, I'm thinking that it won't be repaired for a long time, and I need something that is dependable, even if it's more limited. Constancy is important. Things have to be predictable, you see. And so you can click the link at the bottom of our description, go to our website, and you can find some links to our other podcast on podcast. It's called Life on Planet Earth, and you can hear those. They're pre-recorded, yes. But they will be pre-recorded here, too. So the only difference is that it costs more on this one than it does on the other one. No brainer, right? And that's what I'm talking about by living now. Learning how to use one's resources to the best of one's ability to fulfill one's hopes and dreams without wasting time, energy, or money, and that is what we're going to do. So we may be here again sometimes using the free platform, but we won't be here premium. I would suggest that you visit our Life on Planet Earth podcast, and you can be sure that something new will be available at 11 o'clock every Wednesday evening. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in the financial world of crypto, Bitcoin, and all kinds of platforms that you will find on YouTube channels and all over the internet that promise you the ability to make all kinds of money. One platform that I was involved in did a rug pull, just closed down, said that they were being hacked by other people and they had to close down for security, and they'll be back, they said. They said everything's all set and they're going to relaunch January 4th. That makes me so happy, but I've never seen one that went down, relaunch again, and stay there. So if it happens, I will let you know, and I will let you know the name of the platform. If not, I will keep them anonymous because I don't want you to waste your time hitting a link and going to a 404 webpage because there's nothing there. You see, I would believe that they were revamping and they would be back January 4th if they hadn't taken down the whole website that they were using. That's a bad sign. I have one thing that is going. It is sending out emails in order to get money by the amount of clicks that one receives. You know how you can put ads out and things like that, and they call these things pay-per-click ads. When you put the ad in, you only pay for the amount of clicks you get. You pay a certain amount of money for each click in the ad. Well, this type of email is the clicking that takes place behind the ad. When something is sent out and one clicks it, you get 10 cents. And I guess the company who has all of the software, who's sending out the emails and all of that, the one with the platform, take their percentage. And they also get a percentage from you buying into it, you investing, you build in a list of bigger and bigger people so you can send out more and more emails and make more money. Now, right now, I'm only on tier one. I'm only on the very beginning working to see how well this works. But there are people who are in something like tier 10 or tier 11, even up to tier 15, who are making thousands of dollars a week. That's by sending 15 emails a day, knowing when to reinvest to get more, and when to just relax, and making the money. So there's a profit. So the way it works basically is it's like a regular business with regular expenses. You pay in, you invest, and you get more back than you invest. That is what makes me believe that they are not going to just disappear and put a rug pull, because this is an actual real product. It's practical. You're really doing work, but your work can be done from any computer, and it only takes about 15 minutes a day or less. So if you have a plan and if you're patient, you can build these tiers up and get more and more people and make more and more money. And that right now is what I'm engaged in. If you want to learn more about that, you can hit the link also in our description, or just go to www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, where we talk a lot about practical spirituality and living life right now. Life right now is very hard for many people. Many people are suffering today. You have wars and violence going on all over the place. You have several economies crashing. You have a lot of censorship right now. There are people who have been making videos and having YouTube channels who are just being bounced off and their money blocked so they can't make any money anymore. That's happening more often. You have Facebook blocking people, actually removing comments. So you're in a conversation and you think you're having a comment and your comment disappears, or you think you're responding to everybody's comment and you're not, because they're taking away the comments that they don't like and shaping your understanding of what you're hearing. This is happening a lot now. I have a friend who tried to go to a website that he was investing in a couple of days ago, and he uses a VPN. He was blocked from the website because he was using a VPN. And this means what? That people are actually starting to make it so you cannot do anything on the internet being anonymous. And they are blocking your ability not to let them gather information on you. Just think about that. This is what I mean by the world getting somewhat frightening, somewhat crazy nowadays. Seems that those people who are the control freaks are just going crazy and doing whatever they need to do in order to shape and control everyone else's life. And that is what I mean by the world being frightening. We can all go and put our heads in the sand. We can hide in the hole. We could just go along with the program, pretending like we don't realize what's going on. But that doesn't really work. It just makes us depressed or negative, or it makes us angry, destroying our own lives by doing something crazy that will hurt us. The amount of child suicide is up now because they can't stand to live in the world that was created by us, by the government. This is something that should not be. How can we take care of this? There are social activists going out and marching in the streets. There are people fighting against climate change. There are peace people fighting against war. There are all kinds of people standing up to injustice. That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is to free ourselves from the brainwashing that is purposely used one another by public relations boards and committees and focus groups to keep us locked in a little box. And so most of the religions and philosophies that we have learned about, we have studied that were supposed to get us out of the box, to help us expand our understanding of the universe and ourselves, to help us love ourselves and live from a place of being, love, and beauty, and grace. Most of those have been taken over. And now they're used not to keep us free, but to keep us locked in a fit of anger against every person outside of our group. One thing that I can say about religious people is they are very good at hating and killing. And I, myself, many of you know, am a retired minister. But still, a spiritual director and spiritual teacher. One who meditates, one who contemplates, one who studied the Sat Yoga tradition, Buddhism, various mystical paths. And I say this as I read a lot of the religious texts and a lot of the books written about the real history of many religious institutions. As I read those, I am shocked to find that the only thing that I really have that is true, just, and trustworthy is my connection with the divine, whatever you may call the divine. Because to be truthful, it doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is how you act as a result of connecting with whatever it is. And my guess, you see, is if it's something that's full of hate, racism, homophobia, prejudice, and all of that, if it's something that spouts off all of the far right or far left jargon, or even those in the middle who are constantly trying to not rock the boat and keep things as they are, if it spouts off these philosophies, it is my guess that it is not anything about God. It's something run by people who want you and me to do the work we're supposed to do. Even one of the great saints, St. Thomas Aquinas, in one of his books talked about how human beings were supposed to be like worker bees. He talked about this hierarchy, about how great the queen was, and then the warriors, and then the worker bees. We find ourselves now in this hierarchy, in this idea of hierarchy, and we think that the only way we can live is to have someone above us or someone below us, instead of flattening out everything so that we can have liberty and justice for all, so that we can be equal, so that we can work together to create a world that benefits everyone, not just 1% of the people, or 10 or 20% of the people. No, that benefits everyone. It's hard to do that when we are not financially stable. So the idea then is to get financially stable. One can do that either by attaining more resources or cutting back on those things that are unnecessary. By understanding the difference between wants and needs, and learning what one really needs to live a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of resilience right now. And this need may be different for many people. The idea, though, is that we all understand what we need to be happy and lead a fulfilled life. And when I'm talking about what we need, I mean on the individual level. I'm not talking about what they tell us we should have, what they tell us we should need, what they tell us we should do first before living life fully. That's not what I'm talking about. See, I'm talking about finding our own personal needs. And then when we find our own personal need, and then we begin to work towards it and strive towards it, it will no longer be a job. If we do it right, it will be an adventure. And whether we gain what we need or fail at getting what we need or we reach the goal or not, it won't really matter, because the joy will be in striving for the goal, trying to reach what we want. And while we're doing that, daring to look to the side, daring to enjoy life, daring to enjoy the experiences that we're having as we're moving in the direction we would like. And when we can do this, we will be free. We will be fulfilled. As in my book, Life, Work, and Spirituality, which is also on my website. Like in that book, we'll be able to use whatever job or vocation that we have to move to a higher level of growth. Spirituality. Spirituality. The connection with that which is, which was, and which will always be. When we do this, you see, bring that connection, the fear is gone. All of the wounds, all of the violence, all of the ignorance is no longer anything that makes us nervous or fearful, because we know that we have already crossed the finish line. We know that we are immortal beings. We will know that we are eternal beings. We will know that we are part of that creator or creatress or whatever you call that created this universe and breathed life into it. That divine spark that exists within the human body, keeping it moving, living and breathing and taking in knowledge and putting out knowledge. That divine spark, which is part of the divine. That spark resides within each of us. Even as is written that the Creator took the mud from the earth and breathed his breath, which is also translated as spirit, into the clay. And when the spirit and the flesh mixed, it became a soul or living being. What does that mean? It means that we are a spirit of the divine in earthen vessels. Now, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to go to the teacher. We don't have to go to the preacher. We don't have to pray any certain way. We only need to begin to understand who we are. And see attaining what we need, just as something we need to do or would like to do as a source of adventure. Adventure. And so we work not to live. We work to play. Interesting concept, is it not? But many people will say you can't say that. You gotta be serious. You got to keep your nose to the grindstone. You got to go to that job and be serious and work hard. And if you want anything big, you have to be willing to give up your life until you attain it. What if you're giving up your life to attain something like that? My guess is you're attaining something that someone else told you you should attain. You know? Because basically, if it's something you want, you're working to get it. It's not giving up your life. It is living your life. See what I'm talking about? I know it sounds strange, doesn't it? What is the difference between a job and life work? It's what I've been telling you. Your life work is a dance. It's doing what you would like to do. It's fulfilling your dreams. Or it can be a boat or a mode of transportation that not only takes you higher when it comes to economic gains, teaches you who you are, what you are, how you need to live, the power that you have to overcome obstacles. It actually becomes your spiritual teacher, not an old grouchy thing that is enslaving you, a slave master. No. It is your master. You are the master of it. As you join in the dance and you expand your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. How do you do this? By reclaiming the pieces of your shadow that can love whatever job you have. Most of the things that we have or we come in contact with that we don't like, because the part of ourselves that could do the work or that loved the work or that was connected with it, that part of ourselves, you see, has been shoved down into what is known as the shadow, shoved down into subconscious, so that when we go to do that job, we don't have the skills and gifts because we rejected them. We didn't want them. So when we go to the job and have to do those things, they make us feel uncomfortable because we don't want them. We rejected them. But we can use our power to draw on those gifts and skills that we rejected and use them. And this will make us joyful and peaceful and will allow us to reclaim parts of ourselves that have been submerged deeply and immersed so that we become whole, free, and powerful individuals. That is how you use your life work to promote growth, spirituality, and love. So we end tonight. It's very good to be with you again. Remember to visit our website. And remember that if we are not here, we will be on podcast under Life on Planet Earth. You'll find a link on our website. Namaste, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll be with you again soon. The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. What? The phoenix is rising. Is rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, rising, rising.
Say what?
It's rising.
Say what?